Finding and holding a job is not necessarily a pathway out of poverty. That, says Sonoma State sociology professor Sheila Katz, is the central flaw in the 15-year-old Welfare Reform Act adopted back in the Clinton administration.
When welfare was passed in 96 and then implemented in California through the CalWORKs program in 1998, the idea was that you just need to get off welfare and get any job. A fast food job or a retail job, any entry-level position will get you off of welfare. And it does. It gets you off of welfare. It doesn't make you economically stable. It doesn't help you provide for your family week in and week out.
What does accomplish that, Katz adds, is higher education. She's confirmed that in a study of single mothers in the Bay Area who went back to college.
I was interested in looking at how women are pursuing higher education while they're also on welfare. I interviewed 45 women, half were in Alameda County, half in San Francisco County, who are in associate's and bachelor's degrees at the local community colleges at UC Berkeley or at CSU East Bay.
Not surprisingly, she found that getting degrees leads to increased economic stability. And the higher the degree, the better.
The percentage who finished only associate's degrees and who are now working was about half. And most of that half were working in jobs that were supporting their families. And many of them were off of all supportive services. The mothers on welfare who finished bachelor's degrees were the ones who were most likely to be working in jobs that had a career track, that had benefits, and the most likely to be off of all supportive services. 75% of the women who finished bachelor's degrees were employed in jobs that could support their family. Bachelor's degrees really seemed to be the degree that helped make families economically stable.
Being a student and a mother isn't easy, but it can be highly motivating.
They want to get ahead in the labor market. They want to earn more money for the family. The kids at all ages really becomes this powerful motivating factor for the moms. They ranged in age from 18 to 51, but most of the women were in their mid to late 20s and early 30s. And most of the kids were between 3 years old and 10 years old.
Also, watching mom study has a powerful effect on the study habits of their kids, Katz found.
Their grades went up, their school attendance went up, the children talking about wanting to go to college in the future really started to become part of their everyday vocabulary. Right now I'm working with one of the women who is in my study. Her daughter's a senior in high school. She and I are starting the conversation about how to apply to college and what she might want to major in.
Despite all these positive outcomes, Katz says single mothers must overcome a lot of imposing obstacles to obtain their degrees, from balancing work, childcare, and studying, to retaining eligibility for benefits, and both qualifying for and paying off student loans.
Why do we create social policies that the most vulnerable in our population have to be resilient in order to use?
To address that issue, Katz and one of her graduate students will be in Washington, D.C. later this week to testify in advance of the reauthorization of the welfare reform bill, which is set to expire at the end of this year. We'll have more about that on tomorrow's report. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.